welcome to Big Foamy Head, Show 76, Belgian Ale Beer Show.
When I die, let the devil take my soul. I've been living here in hell so long, no difference would I know. How am I supposed to wield the sword? Bring comfort to the wicked, bring sinners to the Lord. I don't care about your sorrows and confessions. You just annoy me when I'm sober with your slobbering depressions. Yes, my son, if you yearn for absolution, turn out your pockets, make a contribution to the preacher man. To the preacher man. Sinners didn't know what they was doing, man. They was nothing but beginners. Watch my style as I belly to the bar. You know I don't pay for nothing. Watch me light up my cigar. Go ahead, now don't you sin no more. I gotta get some running time to even up your score. On your knees, pay tribute to the Lord. Give me all you got to give. Make a contribution to the preacher man. The preacher man. They're doing, they're nothing but beginners. Watch my style, watch me belly to the bar. I don't pay for nothing. Watch me light up my cigar. Go ahead now, now don't you sin no more. I gotta get some running time to even up the score. Drop to your knees, pay tribute to the Lord. Give me all you got to give. Make a contribution to the preacher man. I'm just a preacher man. I'm on to the preacher man. Make a contribution to the preacher man. Amen.
And that was Papa Chubby. Preacher Man, welcome to Show 76, Belgian Ales, and we're starting off with a really, really good one for one of our favorite breweries, Umagong, and we have a studio full of people with us. Claire, Christy, Matt, John are joining us, Dick, Rick, and Mike, and we're sampling some Umagong's Belgian Ale, and what do you guys think of it?
I like it.
Yeah, it's very smooth, very classic. It's a 97 on Beer Advocate. 8.5% alcohol, always a good thing. And Claire, you've got a little bit to read to us.
Yes, I certainly have. And I have to say this, I just had a sip of it myself, and this is quite lovely, I have to say. And this Umagong Abbey Double certainly is rich and aromatic, and actually is inspired by century-old brewing traditions of Belgium, Trappist monks.
Trappist. They're the ones in the circus, right?
Well, yeah,
I think so.
Cirque du Soleil. It says trapeze monks. Yeah. That would be different from the Trappist monks.
Yeah.
That is right.
But they're talented nonetheless.
They're not in the Church of England, are
they? Yeah. You don't think so?
Probably not.
No.
These trapeze monks.
Well, this actually was named after Belgium's oldest medieval festival, and there certainly would probably have been a lot of trapeze artists.
Probably not.
The circus.
They'd have been burned at the stake. They're witches, all of them.
Do they tell if they float? They're witches. They're not.
It's got a wart on the nose.
It looks spam and more spam. Okay, so Claire.
Yes.
How else do we feel about this beer here?
Well, it certainly is a cause for celebration.
I'll say.
Agreed.
And you must remember, though, Dick, that the most profound joy has more of a gravity than of gaiety in it.
That's right. And who wants more gaiety than gravity? Really? Come on, tell me. We got enough gaiety in here.
Gaiety is like gay.
Yeah, there's that.
Ask Pokey Chapman, but anyway.
Pardon?
How did we do on Rate Beer?
It was a 97. So the Omegang beer is rated very high. It's a very good beer. And all right, Rick, we did an Omegang show before. What we're doing in this one is kind of doing a roundup of Belgian ales and a recap of the latest event we were in, our barbecue. We're back onto our barbecue. We've got a lot of stuff to recap about what we've done. We've got some more blues music. This is the last show that will feature our Memphis and May artists, because probably by the time you hear this, Memphis and May will be
done and gone.
With. So
my 3-day pass.
I have mine.
And all you out there in internet land, you better get your asses to Memphis and listen to some really good music and enjoy some hospitality Southern style and just have some fun.
It's a great lineup, and of course, we are picking out the people who we're going to see, who we know.
And as usual, they packed Friday night at 11 o'clock with three artists I want to see at once.
Yeah, so you've got to be at
four, actually, if you count 3-6 Mafia.
Well, you're all up in the 3-6 Mafia.
Yeah, but I'm going to bypass them. Either
you just want to hear some cuss words.
Well, he went and bought his new grill, so he's going to be flashing his grill at everybody.
There's Iggy Pop, there's Coco Taylor.
Coco Taylor, classic blues art.
Who's the third guy that's like a must-see? There are three must-sees on Friday night.
We had Allman Brothers and
Gunner Allman Hill. Brothers.
Right. Yeah, Allman Brothers is the later. So you got to be at all over the park. But we know Rick is down with the 3-6.
And Watermelon Slim is Sunday night.
Watermelon Slim Sunday is a fantastic lineup. Papa Chubby, who we just listened to, I believe they're either Friday or Saturday. So fantastic.
Remember.
And they're kind of an interesting the fusion of the rap blues thing.
And there's absolutely no innuendo in the name Papa Chubby.
Not at all. None whatsoever. What would that
So if you're thinking that, mean? you're deviant.
So stop it.
Hey, the boy likes to have fun. You know, don't shoot him down. He likes to have
stop
fun.
Stop it right now. And so we've got our Omegang. We've got a couple of more Belgian ales to listen to. And we're going to give you some highlights of our most recent, our very first. We talked about it last year. We completely screwed the pooch and failed. This year, we made it. We have successfully completed our first barbecue as a team, and the results will surprise you.
We're not losers.
We're not losers. We don't suck as bad as we thought we would. It came out really good. A good time was had by all, and we've got more beers, more blues, and definitely a lot more barbecue coming up. And so let's take another listen to another Papa Chubby song. Again, no innuendo at all with the track Long, Hard, Deep, and Wide.
I got no worries about my pain. It's just that evil I'm going through my brain. But if you push me, I'm gonna cut you long, deep, hard, and wide. You got you a knife, well, I got me a gun. Let's go downtown
let's have some fun. But if you cut me, I'm gonna kill you. Long, deep, hard, and wide. I got me a woman, she done took my name. Don't show me no love, and I can't explain. This morning with no regret. Man, I've been thinking that my own death. And if you cut me, I'm gonna kill you. Long, deep, hard, and wide. Cut me. This morning, I had no regret. I've been thinking about my own death. And if you push me, I'm gonna cut you long, deep, hard, and
Wide by Papa Chubby, who's going to be at the Memphis in May this weekend. Can't wait to get out there. I know all of us will be there. Look forward to maybe meeting some of you guys out there in internet land. Of
course, if you see us, come introduce yourself.
We say this weekend, and this is probably 2 weeks past.
Right.
Oh,
right.
I didn't think about that. Yeah. Well, if we meet you, then we'll have a little Vuja day.
So we should probably say it was very nice meeting all of you.
That's correct.
Yeah. All right. Sound effect.
And I wish
there it is.
And I wish all of you were here to sample this Omegon.
Yeah, Omegon is gone.
What do we got next?
Delirium Noel.
Yeah, Delirium Noel
with the pink elephant.
And this is one we've been looking forward to. We've been hearing about this for quite a while. Delirium Noel is of our Belgian strong ales that we have, the only one actually from Belgium. What we've got here in the Delirium Noels, this is from the brewery Huge.
Okay, I gave you a Huge head on yours.
Very.
So you got a lot of carbonation. You got a big old foamy head on yours.
Brewerage Huge. I can't read this over here. Claire could probably read this. But she's now taking a back seat, and we've got Matt stepping in step up and give his opinion on this. So we got a lot of Delirium Noel around. You got some sediment?
All right, let me describe the bottle. We got Delirium Noel. Looks like a Christmas beer because we got pink elephants hanging on Christmas trees. We got Santa Claus. I love Santa Claus. Santa Claus is flying his sled with a bunch of pink elephants.
Are you reading this or you're just doing this kind of interpretive? Yeah. And we've had this cellared here for a while. We just haven't gotten around to drinking this. And the thing with the high alcohol.
It's got a nice ceramic looking bottle.
Yeah. So it's completely light proof, high alcohol, it'll last forever.
Rate beer, 92, where is it?
92 on rate beer, so it's a very nice, nicely rated beer.
That's a strong Belgian ale.
Yeah, you can smell a little bit of the alcohol coming off of it when you
first
whiff it.
Well, I think the alcohol flavor is a lot less on this one than on the Abbey Ale.
Yeah, I got to agree with you.
Is that good or bad?
Despite the fact.
It's good for me.
Well, yeah, it depends on what you want, but I got to go with John. It's a lot lower alcohol taste.
Yeah, although that's what I enjoy.
It's 3% higher. It's really? 10% alcohol beer.
Well, really? Then,
yeah, that's why the pink elephants. You're supposed to see a pink elephant.
Are you?
After you
get
drink
to
the
one?
Bottom of this.
Yeah. Well, then I really do enjoy this a lot more than
you like
the
pink elephants,
one.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. It's all about the childhood and the circus and wanting to see the pink elephants again. Okay. So
and actually the second beer, strong beer of the night. So
it is. And as we mentioned, it's the only one done in Belgium. So.
Well, let's go ahead and mention that we were trying to kill off a Yazoo keg in my kegerator.
So we
got
to roll back. We got to roll back to the events that took place. And,
Professor Peabody,
and I
roll
guess
back
a note,
the Wayback Machine.
A note of apology because we got off task. We have not. We screwed up our
fair
weekly.
There,
we were out of sequence. We didn't get our weeklies going. And here's the reason why. We have been participating in a barbecue.
We've been busy.
We didn't want to mention this to jinx it because last year we talked about it and it failed and we had to do the retraction and everything. So we
to all our Muslim friends, turn off your iPods now.
Yeah, we're talking about pork.
We've been cooking pork.
That's right.
And eating it.
Lots
time.
Of it.
And what we did was we participated in the
I think
South
we have any
Haven.
Muslim friends?
We've got loads of Muslim friends.
Do we have any around
about?
The world that listen?
Who yes. drink beer and eat pork?
We got the beer jihad going.
Yeah, there
I'm telling you,
go.
We did. But we've been participating in a barbecue contest. We alluded
we
to it a show or two back. Didn't want to jinx ourselves like we did last year. We talked about it too much, and well, you know, it fell apart. Well, we successfully made it. Matt's here wearing, proudly displaying the colors of the B3 team.
B3, and people have asked if they can buy that shirt.
Yeah, it will be available. Go to the BigFoamyHead.com website. Buy your own.
It's not beer talk. It's not beer talk. Not, right?
No, because it's done.
We're going to put it up on Cafe Press.
Absolutely. You can
so
buy,
you buy your
you can
own.
Be a part of a Memphis barbecue team. So we put this ragtag band of misfits together, go down to South Haven, Mississippi, the barbecue mecca of Mississippi, such as it is.
Yeah, it's the biggest competition in Mississippi.
It is.
Yeah, actually the largest in the state.
Well, actually, it was the state of Mississippi championship.
It was. And here we are.
Cool.
Now, we, you know, this is
a junior
small
team.
Group of people. We put a lot of hard hours, saw the ugly side of one another about 4 a.m. Spent a lot of time fighting a cooker that we borrowed. John Boyle came up with the best, absolute best recipe for a rub by
here.
Popular
Amen. Pork
Amen.
Rub, and he's got a damn good chicken rub.
Very good. It's good on everything.
The world
rub
famous.
On you when
John
you get
Boyle.
Out
and he
jar,
rubs his chicken pretty good, too.
Good.
I've seen him rub chicken.
I saw him rub at several things, but we're not going to
bring that
up. I'm
still getting a hard time from Rick.
But
no,
at the end of the day, at the end of the day, we came into this, had no experience.
We entered two categories in the backyard division. We entered shoulder and rib.
And we had a lot of input from a lot of people. We listened. We paid attention. We followed their advice and guidance. And we sucked ass on ribs. But in shoulders, we placed third.
Third.
We came, we saw, we conquered.
Our first contest, we
big
placed third.
Big old fat
trophy. I've had people call me and congratulate us. We have we pulled it out.
Are we going to get a picture of the trophy on the website?
Absolutely. We got lots of it. We'll put a link to the photo bucket thing if you want to see us in action. It was
we're hoping to get in the local paper.
Yeah, it was really good. Our goal was to simply complete it.
Yeah. We're course, going by Special Olympic
our
rules.
Goal, John wanted special. To dominate and win and crush everyone.
We show, we're winners just that. By showing up, man.
John is competitive, to say the absolute least. But we just wanted to complete it. So we completed all of it. We placed third. We did good.
Did good.
I thought we did. I'm very pleased.
Except the reward.
Mike's looking. He's got a massive chunk.
He's got chunkiness in his Noel.
Well, pull it out. Don't tell anybody or everybody.
Delirium
it.
Noel.
Drink around.
I didn't get any
chunkiness
of mine. You're lucky, man.
I have no chunks.
No, you got chunks.
It must have come off the glass.
Dick, you got some chunks.
Do I?
Yeah.
I got little chunks. They're good. That's sediment.
B12.
So just drink around them.
All right. Now, this is not one. Well, it's a Belgian strong ale. You're
since
not
you don't have chunks, I'll trade with you.
You're not supposed
I'll
to,
trade
to
with
roll
you.
The beer to break up the sediment. But this is a bottle-conditioned ale that I didn't see the date on it, but we know it's been since December, early.
No, it's Christmas
year.
Beer, no doubt.
So it's very tasty beer. 10% alcohol by volume.
It is.
They've been brewing
really
it since 1654. That's a good long time.
You think they'd have figured out
we
how to
we became a
the
nation
chunks
in
out by
1776.
Okay, so we have 400.
So they've been brewing this
453-year-old beer.
Yeah, that's when we were still in the French Indian Wars back in Canada, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah, which were we, the French or the Indians?
We were neither. Neither.
And in podcast real time.
Are we back?
You never knew, but we just took about a 15-minute break to eat chips and
drink some more chunks.
Drink some more chunks. Mike is afraid of the chunks.
Mike,
I
all,
think I would be too.
You know,
I would be too. You
girl.
Haven't looked at that chunk.
We're wondering what year this was bottled.
There you go. On the cork, 2005. What could that possibly mean?
I'd say 2005.
You think?
2 years ago.
Chunks are good.
All right. Did y'all have a taste of this? The Delirium Noel?
Was the chunk
right,
good?
Wait, we need to have some. The Mike, peanut gallery weigh in. Drink around the chunks.
You're sick.
Jesus.
Pardon?
You're sick, remember?
Yeah, no, I can't taste nothing. But that's alcohol. Sanitize. All right.
It's like taking.
I can't do it, man. Mike's I can't do it. I'm done.
You're lightweight.
I am on that one.
All right.
You giving
try
up?
Some of that.
It's just.
I just lost all sorts of respect for you, Mike.
It's just nasty inside.
Sorry,
man.
I just lost all sorts of respect for you.
Well, I thought it was very good, except for the chunk. Yeah,
I'm telling you, when I saw it, when I was
chunks. Chunks were all about vitamins.
I'll dig it out for you.
All about vitamins.
Yummy.
All right, come up here, Claire. What do you think? Matt? Oh, yeah, sitting there like a mute.
Well,
come on, buddy. What do you think of this?
I joined the Professor Peabody reference earlier, so I, you know, and I said something about it, so I just thought that might have been maybe not appropriate, or, you know, so that's, you know.
So what do you think? Do you have a taste of the Delirium Noel?
Yes, and I do enjoy it. The effervescence, I like a little more carbonation to typically to a beer.
It is
kind of
flat.
It is kind of flat, but it's actually for what it if it is a high alcohol beer, it's a fairly easy drinking. So
it is. It's a 10% alcohol.
Yeah, and it's
about three times the PBRs that you're usually drinking.
Wait a minute now. Okay,
I'm sitting with the Babs Blue
Ribbon. Let's get Claire's opinion.
All right, Claire. She's studying the color of it.
Do you want opinion on taste or color?
Either one.
Well, yes, this is a very nice beer indeed. Lovely color to it, lovely amber tones, like an amber rock to this beer. Makes one want to go off in the country somewhere and take their bottle of beer with them and sit down there.
Frolic
and
in the meadow.
Well, yes, you certainly want to do that.
Some
you
kind
afterwards.
Of frolicking.
But as far as the taste, quite a nice upbeat melody to this particular beer, I would say, and just a little bit of froth on the top.
Do you find some sweetness to this compared to the previous one? I'm getting
yes,
a little more sweet.
Definitely a little more sweet and a little less dense, actually.
So you don't really feel, do you or do you not taste the alcohol in this?
Well, I'm leaving in a minute, so watch me while I leave.
So you trip and fall and sprawl out.
Right, that'll be the clue. When you hear a crash on the floor.
All right, so the peanut gallery has weighed in on that. And, gosh, this is just, so we're just, all we're doing is just drinking beer and reviewing it. That's all we got on this show.
You know, the...
we're talking about barbecue.
Yeah, barbecue.
Absolutely.
The alcohol, I don't taste... like I did in that other one.
Me
no, I don't either. It's a lot lower alcohol.
Yeah. Very easy drinking, I thought. You know, so
now, this beer is lower alcohol than the previous.
No.
No, it's higher.
It's 3%.
But I don't
well,
taste
I can definitely
it.
Smell and taste it a lot more pronounced than the previous
in the first one. I
know
agree.
This is well
agree.
Spoken of in the podcast world.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Delirium Noel was very well spoken of. We've cellared this for a while. Put it off. And waited. So here we are in May.
May.
And this was bottled probably in October, November, at the absolute latest. Yeah, 2005. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, 2 years.
It's 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's
I'd like to taste one a little fresher.
So...
Well,
there ain't no
find one.
Hey, there ain't no born-on date on the bottles of Delirium Noel.
It's not like
what fresh or shit.
I just don't like all the
we're trying to raise you right.
spooge in my beer, you know?
Okay. Well, you got a point. The giant ass chunks of stuff floating in your beer is a little bit off putting.
Yeah, you're right.
Visually, it is.
It's just not my style.
Okay. I hear you. And so we've got
you guys want to drink it, you can drink all you want.
But you just, the side of it.
You know, there wasn't any spooge in Omegon.
No, there was. Okay. There was nothing with the tongue floating around.
That was really good.
I know I wouldn't slurp it, so.
You wouldn't?
No.
No way. No slurping for John.
Y'all are particular, I take it.
Well, occasionally.
Well, that's okay. Everybody's got their opinions.
That's right. If we all like the same thing, it'd be a dull damn world.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. So, okay. All right. So, we got more stuff coming up.
We've seen Sick Puppy wimp out when he was drinking a Brahma that had a little bit of sediment in it.
Yeah. So. Well, what's up with that? That's nothing.
It's weak.
You can pound those
He wasn't bringing
all.
It.
Well, he's nothing but a little girl, but we love him anyway.
I'd love to see him slam one of these because this has a lot of stuff in it.
He'd be afraid of it.
It's not sediment, it's floating. Sediment is a little different. Sediment goes to the bottom.
Somehow,
this is floating around and constantly.
You got the giant finger like chunk. I think it's got a toenail on it.
And it's got a little color to it, too. That's what's scary.
Yeah.
The color is scary, man.
We're loose.
All right, we're off that. We're coming back with Beer Haiku and more for you on the next segment. So we're going to do one more Papa Chubby, and this is Smuggler's
Why
Game.
Why are we doing Papa Chubby all night?
Because he's our the only guy we got. Yeah, featured artist, Papa Chubby, Smuggler's Game.
Keys of beeswax sticking to my carcass, dealing with the hard facts. I never should have started playing this game, but I'm hauling in lockdown and feeling no pain. When push comes to shove, I put my money where my mouth is. Heading for the border, can you tell me which way south is? Standing in the breeze of the midnight sun, the moon is full and I'm on the run. I got 700 miles of white line ahead of me, and it seems like the battle has only begun. Standing all alone at the edge of the world, I feel like I'm running out of time. Sleep is a luxury I can't afford. I got deep dark circles running under my eyes. It's a smuggler's game. It's a smuggler's game. Well, the pay is good and it's understood. The women don't know my name. And if it all goes right, I'll be set for life. Playing the smuggler's game, smuggler's game. Dual carburetor V pushing 125, and she doesn't even hesitate. Running down the highway, staring down the white. I'm damn, these drugs will be the death of me. But for now, I'm doing fine. Starting to get the feeling like something's gonna go down. Looking in the rear view, praying there's no showdown. I step on the accelerator, hoping for some new steam. Looking at the gas gauge and trying not to daydream. Open up the windows and working up some new lines. Heading down the highway, driving to the sunrise. It's a smuggler's game.
It's a smuggler's game.
It's a smuggler's game.
It's a smuggler's game.
Well, the pay is good and it's understood. The women don't know my name. If all goes right, I'll be sick tonight. I'm playing the smuggler's game. Smuggler's game. Hope that I'm not sweating.
My papers are in order, hope there's nothing I'm forgetting. Trying to keep my cool on, waiting for the uniform to beckon with a waved hand and pray he hasn't been informed down to the wire. My nose's biggest bowling balls, look him in the eye and smile. If he bluffs, I'll have to call, tell him that I'm sightseeing, hoping to enjoy the sights. Señor, welcome to Mexico. Buenos dias and good night. It's a smuggler's game. Well, the pay is good and it's understood. The women all know my name. And all goes right, I'll be set tonight. Playing the smuggler's game, smuggler's game. It's a 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 smuggler's game.
To Papa Chubby's Smuggler's Game.
Chubby.
Papa Chubby.
Claire, what if you don't recognize the Chubby by now,
I
don't know what to do. So speaking of popping something, Rick, come on. Work
come on,
it, baby.
You can get it.
Work it.
All right.
There it is. So Rick popped a chubby little cork there. But
this is the Victory 12 out of Pennsylvania.
And Claire, thank you for bringing us in.
Yes,
no
very
problem,
much.
No problem. And had I not been smuggling, sampling.
The beer's thank just going so. Right to you, isn't it?
Absolutely. Makes
so we
really
continue our Belgian Strong Ale show.
Absolutely. And we have got another one. This one, we're back to the States. And this is, I can't see the label.
Most folks are done crying about chunks in the beer.
No spooge. I love it. I really like this beer.
All right, this is the Victory
V12,
named after 12-cylinder automobile.
Really?
Absolutely, and this is brewed by the Victory Brewing Company. And these guys are a really good beer. Thank you for handing me the bottle there.
Yeah, I was trying to read it, man.
Oh, was that what you were doing?
Those are my 40-year-old
okay.
plus eyes
like,
trying
like
to read a
handing
bottle.
Them way out there.
I know the feeling.
But these guys we've had from the Victory Brewing Company before. Sweet tagline, V12, liquid luxury.
I like that.
In the form of a Belgian-inspired ale of, let me testify, 12% alcohol.
Sweet.
By volume.
That's nice.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Can I have an amen?
Amen. Amen.
There it is, right there. And it's a heady, aromatic complexity to seduce your soul. Claire, is your soul seduced right now?
Very much so, I have to say.
Claire.
Very much.
As long as your soul is seduced, but nothing else, because this is a family program.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We got all the little children out there learning about beers, and we don't want them to get led down the wrong path.
Do we?
Sin.
Children and Muslims listen to
this
show.
This beer will not lead you down the wrong path.
Not at all.
This is a,
not at all.
This is a very good beer. I'm glad we saved it for last.
That's if you can make it to the path, though, isn't
that
it?
Is correct.
You know?
I'm sorry. Feel free to whack that table and get that big sound bump all you want.
Now, let me ask you, Dick, as far as the last four that we've tasted.
Three,
I'm sorry. The first one was American, right?
Yeah.
And we're back to America.
Then
Brewery Omegang, and then we did the Delirium Noel.
Okay.
And now we're to Victory 12, which is a brewery out of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Downington, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Area close code, to our friends at SIDT. Area code 19335.
What was your question? Two dogs?
Yes, sir. Yes, two dogs.
Two dogs.
What do you ask? A reference to shows two, three episodes ago. Yes, two dogs.
Continuing theme, actually.
What is it that you
What do you want, John? What are you saying? Yes, it's American.
What are you trying to say?
I was just comparing the American Belgian ales compared to the ones actually made in Belgium.
Well, I got
to
tell you,
I don't know that we have any made.
The Omegang first, the New York beer was a lot smoother. This, you can feel alcohol, you can taste it. Did you sample some, Claire?
Yes, I did.
And what do you think? Yes. Are you not tasting the alcohol?
Yes, I am tasting the alcohol with this one.
And I know you like that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Being a tequila shot kind of girl.
I really thought that the other one was strong. The first one was the strongest, bite.
Definitely.
That we had.
Yeah. And the temperature, the Delirium Noel was very gentle.
The brewery Omegang? It's pretty smooth.
It was
pretty rich.
It had a little bit of strength
I kind of disagree.
This is strong.
Respectively. But the second and this one that we're sampling now, I thought was much better with a lot less alcohol.
The Delirium Noel was completely smooth. You had no idea you're drinking 10%.
I think it's Christmas beer, so why we're doing that in May?
Smacks you in the face and steals your money. I mean, this is you have no doubt you're drinking a strong beer. So, Claire, for comparison purposes, now you've got your Jack Daniel's whiskey glass half full of this.
Yes, I do.
A petite serving.
So petite.
Yes.
So, now if you were to drinking this, you can taste the alcohol. There's no doubt about it.
Yes, right? You can.
But if you were drinking this in a bar or some other establishment serving alcohol, would you suspect that you were drinking 12% alcohol, equivalent basically of 4 Budweisers?
Well, I have to tell you, I don't drink a lot of alcohol. So 1%.
Yeah, right. Not in the morning.
I've jumped pretty rapidly up here.
What do you drink as far as beer?
What do I drink as what?
As far as beer in the United States.
As far as beer in the United States? Well, I don't.
You don't?
She's a Zinfandel girl.
How about in Great Britain? Did you drink at the pubs?
Not really. In fact, if anything, we would mix our beer with lemonade.
Okay, and that's called?
Sprite. Shandy.
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 Okay. So that's a whole new ball game.
Yeah. Well, the Germans.
Is that similar to the...
No, the Germans drink that a lot, too.
The Mike's hard lemonade or whatever they call it?
It's just a beer mixed with lemonade.
Yeah, beer and lemonade. Yeah,
it's a lighter alcohol.
These beers are too nice to be made into a shandy, I would say. Especially the Umarang.
The Omegang? Yeah. Boomerang Omegang.
Yeah, that's close enough for government work.
your eyes are crossing a little. We could forget
that. So you like the Omegang the best.
I noticed your left eye is kind of drifting to one side.
Did you ever cross the channel to go drinking or no? No.
She's pounded by now.
She may have, but she doesn't remember.
10-12% alcohol will make you say funny things.
Well, no, this is definitely a beer that you know what you're drinking. You're getting into some serious alcohol. The V12, it is liquid.
Victory's a really good brewery.
Oh, absolutely.
We've had their Hop Devil before.
The Hop Devil we have, fantastic beer. It's a great brewery.
Yeah.
But this is one of their...
they're
limited.
The one that did the Hopalicious, right?
It was the Hopalicious. We still got
it's right
one
over there.
Yeah, little Prospector date.
Hopalicious, I believe, is what it's called. Is that correct?
That's not from Victory, though.
Bottom. It is. Right there on the bottom. We still
bottom
got one left.
In the Stargazer
box. We're looking into the beer vault.
Was that Hopalicious?
Walk back there. About 12 feet.
You meant?
Hop Wallop.
Hopalicious
that
would
is
be
our,
the...
That was the last Victory
Madison
beer,
Brewery... Ale Asylum.
There you go.
So,
Hopalicious.
A few shows back, we had the Hop.
Sorry, guys. We've had hundreds of beers, so we get confused.
It all gets confused.
But Slap Me Naked and Call Me Shirley, that Hop Wallop was a really good
beer.
It was,
but we're focusing on our
Hop
V12
Devil is
now.
Very good also.
Very tasty
it.
Beverage.
Okay. Who makes that one now?
Victory.
Victory Same makes one. The Hop Devil?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we said like 2 minutes ago, you're right here.
Well, drinking 12% alcohol beer.
Ready? Going to throw the cork at you?
I caught it.
Supposed to bounce out.
So we've got a lot more.
We got beer haiku coming up.
We do.
You want to cue the music?
I think we should cue the music.
Let me give this one an intro.
All right, we're gonna.
This my buddy. One. This my buddy from high school. Lost touch with him quite a while ago, and he come in on our board, so I got back in touch with him. Dave, this is going out to you.
Okay. The Big Foamy Head Interpretive Dance Theater presents Beer Haiku.
Spring is in the air. I think of friends from days past and raise my glass high. Beer haiku.
Culture.
Beer
class.
Very good.
Give a golf clap.
Okay. Very nice. We had that little bit of a culture to offset all the redneckedness.
So that's my brother from another mother.
That's right. So very nice. And
we still got to give kudos to Captain Hops and Beer Haiku Daily, who inspired us to do the Beer Haiku.
And we did not reach out and touch a podcast this time. We're playing a little catch up. We're coming off it. We're just whipped.
We're missing all sorts
we're
of
whipped. Segments. We're whipped
we're
from this.
We're cooking pork, man.
Well, we're struggling through this. We have come off this hard barbecue, and we're all just kind of lame.
But we're
show,
winners, so. We're not losers.
We are winners.
Man, it's 10:30 on Tuesday night, and here we are doing this.
That's right. It's just like 2 hours. 2 hours past your bedtime.
Don't complain, Mike. Don't complain.
And I'm just trying to tell listeners what we do for them.
That's
we
it.
Do this for
we
them.
Go the extra third of a
we
mile for you.
It's now, not that we enjoy it.
No, we just do it. The we're extra third guys, of a man. Mile for you.
You know, I dread it when Dick calls me up and says, man, we're going to do a show tonight. I dread it.
That's
I really
it.
Do.
That's
such,
it.
Drink some of the best beer in the world.
She did some of your stretching exercises, breathe in, breathe
right.
out, repeat at least three times.
And I did a lot of liver okay. stretching exercises.
We did. Too. We warmed up on
over
the rest over
the
have a whole lot this weekend.
Just to round it up, be sure to check on the website. We've got links to the barbecue pictures. See us in all of
our... We might get
our,
some video out of it.
All of our glory. I know we've got a little bit of video of Matt
him,
who left. We've got a little bit of him at the
concert. We
need concert.
A video of Alan.
Well, we'll hope so. We've got
I didn't get any video of this guy.
We're going to save that for another show. But tune in next time to more Adventures of Big Foamy Head. And in the meantime, we're going to leave out with a little bit of another Memphis and
Maine. Iggy.
A little Iggy Pop, Kate Pearson, Candy. See you next time.
Drive safe.
Come back and see us.
Have fun.
Looking forward to it, folks.
It's a rainy afternoon, 1990. In a big city. Jeez, it's been 20 years. Candy. You were so fine.
I miss you.